Are you tired of the cookie-cutter approach to education that's stuck in the last century? Are you seeking a win-win situation where your family thrives, your kids' education is revolutionary, and you still get to chase your own dreams? Welcome to Unschooled Unleashed. Unlock your child's genius. I'm your host, Matthew Jarecki, an unapologetic rebel dad and promoter of what many consider to be educational anarchy. You know the world isn't going to be won by those that just toe the line. It's the innovators, the visionaries, and the resilient spirits that are going to thrive. Our mission here is to forge those world changers within our very homes with less stress, energy, and time. Unschooled, Unleashed starts now. Welcome back to another fantastic episode of Unschooled, Unleashed. I'm your host, Matthew Jarecki, and today we're going to talk about how to free up time to homeschool your kids. All those people that say, I can't do this because I don't have the time. Well, I'm going to open the door for the most efficient way to home educate your child. It's called unschooling. And I'm going to explain what we do as both me and my wife as busy parents to make sure our children's education is continuing. And one of the reasons we do unschooling is because we are so busy. Now, I want to say that if you can't be at home with your kid and you have young children who need to be watched, it's going to make it more difficult. But outside that, this is the most efficient and effective way to educate your children, in my opinion. So I'm going to give you tips and maybe some mindset shifts needed to understand that you can do this. It really is the most efficient way, and that's why we've adopted it. And I think it gets the best results if done well. So with that, let's dive in. Today, we're going to talk about how busy parents can effectively unschool their children and hopefully provide an enriching educational experience along the way without using a lot of their time. I'm talking specifically to those busy parents who maybe both of them work full-time jobs, or maybe you run a business, or maybe just life, right? So this is the majority of people that I know, myself included. So I thought I'd make it an episode about that today. The first thing I want to go over is just understanding what unschooling is, because I think this is going to be important to understand as we talk about strategy, why unschooling is probably a great approach to do for busy people. Unschooling promotes self-directed, interest-based learning, which frees children from a rigid curriculum. They're going to dive into what they're interested in. They're going to be intrinsically motivated. Okay? They're going to pursue their own education. I believe with what I call intentional unschooling, that we as parents, our job is to expose them to different areas in which they could learn. For example, maybe they might like dinosaurs, or maybe they might like geology, or whatever it might be. Our job is to get them exposure so that way they can figure out what they enjoy and what they want to pursue next. In addition, we provide resources to our children to help them grow. And we try and get them interested, or at least understand that this is, you know, something that's out there that they might need. Get them interested in something that we as parents know they might need in the future is probably the easiest way to say it. For example, we might want to get them interested in math and reading and writing, and you know, for young children in particular. We know they're going to need that in the future, so we try and direct them towards that, not force, but get them interested by showing the value in it, by pointing out when they could use it, right? That kind of thing. Maybe even how it can be fun. Maybe using shows that might even make it fun. So different ways to do that stuff. But as you can see me laying the foundation for this episode, you might be able to catch on that it's going to require a lot less time to unschool because you're not overlording your children. You're not, we think of homeschoolers, at least, I don't know. Everyone who hears that I homeschool thinks, oh, I could never do that. I could, my gosh, you must have so much patience. Well, I think they assume that I'm standing over my children telling them to work 7.5 hours a day on their schoolwork, and I'm not. We're diving into whatever's fun. We're using creativity. We're, you know, stimulating their brains. And they do it on their own. So I don't really need to do much. I just, again, give them the resources, exposure, and try and get them interested in things that I think are valuable. And I do take some time with my younger children. I have a 10, 8, and 5-year-old for new listeners. They require more of my attention, and we're going to cover some of that too. So let's dive in. Time management and unschooling. This is the first thing I want to talk about. We need to be effective time managers to really do anything. Focused learning sessions that you might do with your kids can be short and highly productive, especially with the unschooling, because we align the natural attention span for children, because we're not going to force them to do anything. We just align with whatever they might have. So we're not just talking about time management on our end, but time management for the children. We're going to teach them how to learn. That's going to be to your benefit, because once they learn how to learn, you don't need to do as much. You don't have to take much time to do that. And as long as you're doing that with your children, or at least giving them the opportunity to do that, or providing that session if they're younger, you can really get a lot done. I find that, you know, we don't take breaks in the summer. Everyone's always talking about, you know, breaks as we go on, as we approach the summer. And, you know, one common question we get is like, do you homeschool over the summer? Do you go year round? And the answer is, yeah, of course we do. Because we never really had, I mean, or no, we don't, because we never actually have school. I don't know how to answer that question. We have the opportunity to learn all year round, so we really don't need to do as much during the day. Just remember that. Moving on. We also integrate technology as busy parents to help the children learn on their own. Technology serves as a tool for autonomous learning, and it offers a ton of educational resources accessible on demand anytime the child wants. So that's perfect for unschooling, where my kid's interested in learning the multiplication table, they can play a multiplication game on the iPad, that kind of thing. And that's what we did. We used Space Pigs. That's an app that you can buy in the App Store. So they found fun in that. But just from, so you're aware, they can make it with, there's an option to use Space Pigs without learning anything. So they just, you'll see, it's like a little shooter game. Can't remember, Space Invaders maybe? Space Invaders? It's kind of like that, if I remember right. But there is just the game without learning. So just as long as you're aware, we had to, there's no way to shut it off as far as I know, if you're going to use that. Just be aware. Yeah, the more literate in computers you can get your children as safely as possible, I think the better, in my opinion, currently. Even young children. We're not afraid of screens in our house, but we do limit screens. I think that integrating with screens is probably necessary for the future, because that's what we use. And that seems to be the future. But we don't want to spend all day on screens at the same time. At least that's my opinion. The next thing that we do as busy parents that you can implement to help with your busy schedule and trying to educate your kids is you got to remember that we're focusing on practical skills here. A lot of it is just learning how to be an adult. You know, preparing for the future. And they learn by modeling. They learn by modeling it for them. They learn by watching others, right? So everyday activities like cooking, shopping, anything can be a learning experience where you're integrating maybe math and science as well within the day So if you have young children and you go to the store, you can make it a financial lesson. You can talk about that. You can, when you're cooking, make it a science experiment and explain why you're using what you're using. And they get to see the results, and that might garner interest, and they can look up more on their own. Even meal preps, you know. All these kinds of things can lead to their education. And it's very, very practical stuff. So it's, in my opinion, you're teaching them how to take care of themselves and learning how to learning more about the world, just how it works, which I think is pretty cool. So it's two benefits for the price of one. Next is using interest to propel learning. And I say this knowing you're an unschooler probably listening to this episode. But remember that if you have the child intrinsically motivated to learn something, and this is of course driven by them, but they're going to dive in headfirst without you having to pressure them. And I think that saves a bunch of time for the parent. Because if they want to do it and they're asking you for it, you don't need to do that much. For example, and this is one of the things we do, is we're still learning the Cold War from a documentary on Netflix. And it's working well. I mean, they're going to know more about the Cold War than, I don't know, any other kids I meet, I'm sure. And I think that's pretty cool. And there's a million other things we can dive into that are kind of passive learning, like a documentary or a YouTube channel, stuff like that. But once you get them interested in it, all you got to do is set it up a lot of times, which is pretty cool. That might be with an app or something else. It just doesn't have to be documentaries, of course. It can also be connecting them with other people who can tell them more, like my dad or my mom, who have a story, who can tell them about, you know, something about history and what they experienced with it. A lot of ways to do that. Next is, for busy parents, next tip for busy parents is building a learning community. And that's a great segue with talking about my parents. Connect with other people, maybe even other unschooling families, to exchange ideas, resources, of course, for socialization stuff. You want them around other kids. I know we have a local homeschooling group. It's not an unschooling group. It's a homeschooling co-op. And they meet bi-monthly, or every other week, actually, I think. And when we connect with others who are doing somewhat similar things, or at least home education, some of that work that you might always do is now delegated to someone else. And that's good, because you don't want them just exposed to you. You want them to expose to other people, right? That's part of the broad exposure for your kids. You can have anyone in their lives, right? We can do internships, mentorships. We can have them shadow. We can have them get a job at a young age, which is great experience, in my opinion. I did that. I started my first job when I was 14. And I was just detailing cars. But I mean, I got money. I made money. I felt accomplished at the end of the day. I learned how hard work pays, because the more I did, the more I got paid. And I think that's fantastic. I even got to drive the cars when I was 14 years old, which was a big deal. And I only had one accident. My dad owned a car lot, so I got to move them around on the lot to just move it here and there. And I just ripped a bumper right off trying to back out. And they were watching the entire time laughing. Gosh. Anyways, I thought it was a hot shot. I thought I could do everything. And here I am ripping bumpers off. But yes, utilize other people. There are a million ways to learn, a million ways to get yourself out into the world. Just anything an adult can do, a teenager can do, not anything, but there are limits to it. But I mean, as a general rule, you can just kind of assume that they can do a lot of stuff. They're adults in training. They're just not fully developed yet. Get them out there doing stuff, learning how to be an adult. They'll find other people to learn from as well, and more interests. So good stuff. Another thing that we do in our household as busy parents who home educate their children is we have flexibility in our education, meaning we tailor our learning environment and schedule to better suit our family's unique needs and lifestyle. And this is only going to get more prevalent as time goes on. For example, we are making a lot of progress on converting a box truck that we bought, and we're converting it to a stealth RV. So it's going to look just like a old used box truck, but it's going to be a luxury RV on the inside, custom everything, which is pretty cool. And we're going to use this a lot, is my hope, you know, God willing. And with that said, we're going to build our entire lives around our family, meaning our kids want to go to astronaut camp. We might end up in, I think it's in Alabama for a couple weeks or a month or whatever it is, pursuing that because it matters to our kids. Or we might go to I don't know, maybe there's a cool summer camp somewhere. Maybe we spend a week out that way, just getting our kids into it. Maybe there's something out in another state. I don't know. We're going to do it. Maybe I get something going with my acting, and I get a gig in Atlanta, and we just head down there. We're going to build it around our own lives. My wife is going to work remotely starting this fall again, God willing. And I can do what I do remotely for a lot of my stuff. However, I also am a respiratory therapist, and I work as needed. So while I have to show up in person, I can also not do that at all for an extended period of time and still meet my minimum requirements, which is awesome. But my goal is to be fully remote with my entire job, and that is totally possible as well. Moving on, we also encourage our children to teach each other. This is something I never thought about. However, I'm seeing it with my kids. For example, my youngest, she seemed to just like pick up reading all of a sudden. And I've had a lot of theories on this, but I think it's because my boys read to her, or they see them reading and she just picks up on it. Either that, or she's just very bright. And I mean, she taught herself how to write. We didn't teach her that. She just started practicing the letters, and we, of course, taught her the alphabet just by engaging with her. She wanted to learn it. And then she started writing. Amazing. Anyways, older siblings, or even younger siblings for that matter, if they know more about something, can teach the other sibling, or their sibling, I should say. And when they do this, they can, one, teach them new things, but it'll also reinforce anything that you might have taught them or they've been exposed to in the past. So continuing to hear that over and over again is beneficial. It might even be something that they learn passively just by watching their sibling do it. For example, there might be some leadership skills, or, you know, something a little bit less academic. But it also might be learning how to do a skill as well. And I think that's pretty cool. Or it might be reading, like it seems my youngest picked up on. Next tip we have as busy parents of unschooling children is we use multimedia resources, is what I'm calling that one. What I mean by that, and I've already alluded to this a little earlier, is we use a diverse group of resources to teach, like documentaries, music, computers or iPads or whatever, apps, all these different things which can make learning more engaging. Now, of course, I want them to be able to read, but we have designated times for that as well. Meaning we give them books and then we say, you can do whatever you want as long as it's quiet. And a lot of times they're picking up books, so we make sure they have a lot of books. In fact, we in this house, and I've mentioned this before, I think my kids love reading simply because we let them stay up as late as they want and wake up as early as they want. Or they can wake up in the middle of the night if they want, like my son did the other day, and just pull out some books and start reading. Books are better than bored, right? So once they go to bed, they got nightlights and they can read as much as they want and write or draw, you know, whatever they want to do. But we definitely have a lot of books for them. And I think that all these different ways to learn is beneficial, especially with the ability to learn so many different ways in today's world. And I think it's only going to be more and more robust with each way to learn, meaning there's more documentaries, more websites, more apps to make learning engaging. So you won't be dependent on the textbook like we used to have to rely on. The next thing is something that I don't like to talk about because it's no fun. But another tip for busy parents who are unschooling is, as you're going through this process, you need to set realistic goals. Now, I don't really like to necessarily set goals for my kids' education, although there are some exceptions, because we're doing child-led, interest-based, right? I don't want to get too much off topic by saying that, but we need to remember that our children are going to go through periods of where they're learning a lot about something, and then they're just taking a break from it, and that's okay. They might just spend a lot of time outside playing. Sure, you'll have a season for that, but eventually everything kind of gets old, or they're looking for something new, and they will come back to something. Don't try and force them to do something, because if you do that, they will hate it if they're in opposition to it, and that's not good. You don't want that. Remember, small steps really accumulate. Remember that only 2 to 3 hours a day competes with school or exceeds with a school system. In addition, you're going year round as an unschooler. There's no reason not to. And you're going 7 days a week. So it's even less time than that. Kids are always wanting to learn. And as long as you give them the resources, they will continue to learn. Just remember, it's little increments along the way. So don't get all, I don't know, type one, type A, or whatever you want to call it, type A, and start really directing things. Let them do their thing. And you won't stress out, and they're not going to feel the pressure and get stressed out. It's better for your family dynamic too. Next tip for busy parents who want to unschool is we focus on quality over quantity primarily. We like repetition and that will expose them to the same thing over and over from different angles. But it's really the quality that we focus on, because when, if you've ever done any research on mastery, they have this 10,000 hour rule, where if you have intentional, take intentional time focusing on something, you hit 10,000 hours of doing that, you are considered a master. That's the time to get to mastery. You've mastered your craft at that time. So focused learning over and over and over again is good, but it's got to be quality. And, you know, they're paying attention, right? Moving on. We promote independent problem solving. We encourage our children to tackle challenges on their own and think on their own. We call that critical thinking. We do this in the real world, right, with real problems, but we also do this in games as well. Like if they come across something that they can't figure out, like maybe, I'm trying to think of something recently. There was like a gadget that wouldn't turn on, some kind of electronic. Oh, that's right. We went to the water park. And it's an indoor water park because it's a little too cold to swim in the Cleveland area at this time of the year. So this indoor water park had, we got a nice deal on a big one. It had three TVs, and the TV that was designated for the kids where they wanted to watch it and play video games on wasn't working. And they were so bummed. I went in the back of the TV, I took a peek, and saw that stuff wasn't plugged in. But I realized at that very moment that I don't need to figure this out, that this is a problem that can be figured out by one of my children. So my oldest saw that the TV wasn't working, was intrinsically motivated to get that thing to work, because he saw this was just an obstacle for him to get something that he wanted. Right? That's one of the ways children get motivated, intrinsically motivated, is they see something they want on the other end. So they're going to jump through this hurdle and learn how to do whatever it is in order to get there. For example, maybe you have to learn a lot of math to become an engineer. Well, at 10 years old, it is, I want to play video games and watch TV on this TV. So I'm going to go over and try and fix this and figure it out. It's all, you know, intrinsically motivated here. So my son, who was very motivated at the time, I said, get back there and figure it out. He did. He went over and plugged something in, or, you know, screwed something in a little bit tighter. It worked. It didn't work. We got a different signal, but it wasn't what we were looking for. It's still no television. Then he went over and I said, hey, get back there, figure it out again. He went back there. He looked around, saw something wasn't plugged in, plugged it in. Boom, works. Now, he has, one, confidence that he can figure out something hard. Two, he learned a little bit about electronics. Not much, but hey, check the wires first. Make sure everything's plugged in, right? That's a basic life skill in 2024, in today's world. And we're only going to grow from there, but it was a critical thinking, you know, independent problem solving thing. And I'm training him how to be an adult, which I think is pretty cool. But now he's got a little more confidence as well. I love that. Next is bridging learning with fun. You can actually have fun while learning. You can actually bond with your children while learning, while having fun. And you could probably get exercise while you're doing it too. You know, all these things that you think are mutually exclusive are not. You can spend time with your kids and make it an educational activity. It doesn't need to be solely focused on education. You're just discovering the world together. Cool. That's life. You're building bonds with them for the future. This is how you want to spend your time. Hey, we're going to go to, an art gallery. And we're going to go check out the new exhibit that they got there. All right, cool. That's what you do with your friends if you're into that stuff. But you could also do it with your children And guess what? You would learn something. They would learn something, just like if you went with your friend. Moving on. We also adjust to individual learning styles. This means if they prefer a certain way to learn it, for example, reading, then we try to present many ways for them to learn something by reading. It doesn't slow them down. We don't want them to only have one way to learn, so we give them multiple ways to learn as we just multiple ways to learn as we discussed. But if it's something particularly challenging, I do want to give them the modality that they prefer, which I feel like every kid is now video. I know it's video for me, video and audio. I know we utilize a lot of documentaries because that's engaging, very engaging for those kids, and they just prefer videos. Well, hey, cool. There you go. It's the way it works, or apps or something like that. You know, learning the multiplication table is difficult. We made it engaging. We made it a game. We made it fun. But at the same time, an app is what they like too. So we did that. Next and last thing I want to say is we need to maintain a supportive role. If we do the supportive role and not the director's role, then we take a lot of pressure off ourselves to think we have to do all this work. No, we're simply there walking with them in their learning journey. We're going to try and guide them one way or another with some things. But we recognize that we're not going to force our kids to learn at the expense of hating it, whatever topic we're trying to teach or have them learn about. And we just can't be overbearing. We can't get our expectations up too high that they might, like my son's kind of just dropped coding. Hey, that's okay. I thought he was going to get certified. But as of right now, it looks like it's on hold, and that's okay. I would love to get on this podcast and say, my son is certified in Python and he's 10 years old. That's a testament to unschooling. But the truth is, I'd be much happier, much, much, much happier if he is just pursuing what he enjoys and finding out more about himself and growing every day. That's the truth. Because I really want him to ultimately just be happy. I want him to be a healthy, thriving adult. One day with the family and a whole bunch of children, my grandchildren, and things going well. And him just really satisfied in his career because he knows himself. And he knows what he likes, what he needs out of his day. How he engages with the world and how he can best provide value to others. I think that's way more important than a certification. And I think we're on track for that. My children seem to be doing very well, which I'm really happy. So with that, I'm going to end today's episode. So stay curious, stay unschooled, and stay away from the algebra nightmares. I'll catch you in the next episode. So here's where we roll up our sleeves and bring out the big guns. If you support our mission, then please leave a review. On Unschooled Unleashed, we are talking about using a radical approach to education in today's world, and the more 5-star reviews we have, the more people will feel comfortable with the ideas, strategies, and principles we discuss. It gives legitimacy to our message, and the podcast's algorithm prioritizes us so we can reach more people. You may even have your 5-star review read on our podcast. Before I let you go, I have to pause and say this from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Your presence here is the fuel that ignites this movement. I am incredibly moved that you trust in us enough to click play. You, my friends, are the caped heroes in this story, the guardians of your family's learning journey, and a beacon of hope for your community. Be bold. Do what you think is best for you and your family. Thanks again for tuning in and taking this courageous leap outside of the box for this educational revolution. Welcome to the front line.